In a written statement, Governor Walker said he was proud of the work done by the legislature, calling this spending plan an honest document that balances Wisconsin's budget. Walker says he plans on taking time over the next 2 weeks to review changes made by the legislature and would sign the bill before the end of the month. Broadly speaking, the budget is similar to the one Walker introduced in March, balancing in large part through a roughly $800 million cut in state aid to schools. Alma Democrat Kathleen Vinehout criticized that cut during debate in the Senate last night, saying it endangered her schools.
In my world, the school is the heart of that community. And when the school goes away, so does the community.
But River Hills Republican Senator Alberta Darling said that the collective bargaining plan legislators passed earlier this year would help schools absorb the cuts.
Many, many school boards have reported out that our tools that were given to the school boards offset the cuts and accomplished the goal of funding education.
Darling said the plan put Wisconsin in the black for the first time in many years, referring to a Fiscal Bureau memo showing that the state's structural deficit would be wiped out. The plan passed the Senate on a 19-14 vote and passed the Assembly earlier in the day on a 60-38 vote. Every Republican in both houses supported the budget. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.